Cosmic Shed.
Welcome to the Cosmic Shed. Thanks for listening. And without further ado, let's see who's behind door number 14. I'm here at the University of Bristol with Dr. Bob Myhill. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about what you do here?
Hi, yeah, sure. So for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been working on a Mars mission, which landed just a couple of weeks ago, called InSight. And the aim of InSight is to look at the interior structure of another planet for the first time.
And is that the main focus of your work, or is it broader than that?
My main interest is really looking at the evolution of planets in the solar system and elsewhere. So everything from the formation of the planets through to how they've evolved through time. So, for example, how life can exist on Earth is a function of the solid planet.
So what does your work involve in terms of measurements you take or things that you look at?
So I'm interested in two different things. I'm a seismologist, first and foremost. I used to work on deep earthquakes that happen in subduction zones, but 100 or more kilometres from the surface. But I've more recently been working in experimental petrology, so squeezing samples really, really hard to the pressures and temperatures which we expect to see about 500, 600 kilometres down beneath the surface.
Okay, and tell us a bit more about the Mars side of things.
Okay, so on Earth we have a whole suite of seismometers that are laid out over the planet, and they tell us really detailed information about the interior structure of the planet. So how thick our crust is, how thick the mantle underlying is, and how big our metallic core is, which controls things like magnetic field. For Mars, we don't have a magnetic field, there's no plate tectonics, so we have a very different world, even though we think it's still silicate material like our planet with a metallic core. So we're really interested in trying to work out why the differences between Earth and Mars. How did they come about in the early days of the solar system? And what that's meant for how Mars has become what it's become, this apparently dead but not so dead planet.
So what do we know at the moment about the big differences between Earth and Mars?
So apart from the fact that we have no plate tectonics on Mars, we know that it's a lot more iron rich. We think that the core of Mars is very sulfur rich, which may have an influence on why there's no strong magnetic field today. And we know that there's a very, very big difference in terms of activity of all kinds. So it's not only in terms of tectonics, but also in terms of volcanism. Actually, Mars isn't completely dead. We still have some volcanic eruptions, but they're on the timescales of one every 10 million years or so.
Let's talk about InSight.
Sure. So there are three main scientific instruments which are sitting on InSight, which is a lander. It's not going to roll about the surface of Mars. There are two huge solar panels in addition to the instruments, which are about the size of ping pong tables. The instruments themselves are specifically designed to look at the interior. So there's the size experiment, which is a short period and also a long period seismometer, and that's aimed to look at both impacts and Mars quakes. There's then a heat flow probe called HP cubed. I can't even remember what the acronym is. And that's essentially going to attempt to drill 5 meters below the surface to look at the heat flow through the surface. And although 5 meters isn't very much, we can actually tell quite a lot about that, about the temperature structure of the planet just by drilling that far. Incidentally, that's over twice as far as the deepest we've ever drilled on any other planetary body. Even on the moon, where we had a hand drill, we couldn't get down as deep as 5 meters. So this is really big engineering challenge.
Okay, I'm trying to imagine how you're going to fit all of that into a fairly small lander.
So HP cubed, the heat flow probe, is actually pretty small, and it's essentially a little tiny hammer inside a tube, and it'll punch its way down. It turns out that InSight has landed on probably a very shallow crater, and that crater is filled with dust and fine sand, and it looks like we're in the perfect place to attempt to do this. So then there's one last instrument, which is called the RISE instrument, and essentially what that's going to do is track the position of the InSight lander versus Earth. So it's essentially a Doppler shift instrument. And what we're intending to do from that is work out how Mars wobbles on its rotation axis, and that'll tell us something about the core, whether it's liquid or solid.
Lots and lots of data then, I imagine.
We hope so. Actually, it's not as much data as you might imagine. Over the whole 2-year nominal lifespan of the mission, we can probably fit all of the data that we get from InSight on a single DVD.
Oh, wow.
It's not all that much, but it should be really valuable.
And InSight landed very recently, didn't it? What are we seeing so far?
So we've seen loads of pretty amazing stuff so far. Even though the instruments are still sitting on the deck, they're not actually on the surface of Mars. We turned on the short period seismometers, and we've already seen wind vortices. We've already seen atmospheric changes as you go from morning to night. We've picked up a huge number of different resonances, which isn't perhaps interesting scientifically, but it's really useful for when we're on the surface so that we can get rid of those noisy signals. The atmospheric sensors have also been turned on. They're in really good agreement with the seismometer, which is great, and they should be able to tell us a lot more about the atmosphere as time goes on as well.
So I saw the wind thing in the news the other week.
And yes.
You're using a seismometer that's going to go on or under the ground to measure the vibrations there.
It'll sit on a tiny tripod, yeah. So it'll be about 15 centimetres above the surface, mm-hmm. rather than a metre and a bit where it's sitting on the lander at the moment.
And it's picking up wind from Mars.
And it's already picking up... Well, it's picking up the vibrations from the solar panels, but those are generated by the wind.
Okay.
So the SP is well under human hearing frequencies.
SP?
Sorry, the short period seismometers. Okay. They won't be able to pick up audible sounds. So what the team's done is they've shifted everything up an octave or a couple of octaves so that we can hear it. And it's pretty spectacular. First time we've ever heard sound.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. So we've previously covered the Martian on the Cosmic Shed.
Right.
We had Andy Weir tell us about everything there. Is the wind anything like in there with rocks being thrown around and hab doors being blown off and things?
No, sadly not. So Mars's atmosphere is about 1%, actually a little bit less than 1% of the atmosphere on Earth. So even though you do get dust devils that can spin around at up to 100 miles an hour, that would just feel like a gentle breeze to you or I. So that bit of the Martian is not particularly scientifically realistic. A lot of the rest is.
Bit of dramatic license there. It's a good movie, though. Good
it's
book.
It's fantastic book. Movie, yeah.
Have you read it?
I haven't read the book. No.
Okay. If you're a data nerd, then the book's a really good one to get right. into. It dives into a lot of stuff in the movie in a lot more depth. So, science fact to science fiction. Tell us a bit about your science fiction preferences or habits.
So I don't get all that much time to read, and when I do, I like to read fantasy. But in terms of movies and series, I really love Battlestar Galactica, the new series. The original one I found quite samey a lot of the time. And I've also loved watching The Expanse recently.
Excellent. I'd started on The Expanse and I don't think I gave it enough of a chance, but enough people have recommended it now, I think I'll give it another go.
It's a bit difficult to get into. I seem to love the science fiction, which gets down to the grittiness of how early space travel will be if we ever get to that point.
Excellent. If you're a Battlestar fan, you should go back a few episodes and listen to one of our other Advent Doors.
Yes, I've seen
good
that.
Good interview. Oh, fantastic. and what about on the fantasy side of things then?
On the fantasy side of things, I love Brandon Sanderson. Mm. I think he's a fantastic writer. I wish that they could make one of his series, perhaps the Mistborn series, into a set of films. It would easily be as evocative and emotional as Lord of the Rings.
Cool. I don't know them, so I'll add that to my Christmas reading list, which is growing by the day with these Advent Doors.
Literally by the day.
Yeah, definitely. and a slightly different fantasy note. Hopefully in the next few Doors, we're going to have a Lord of the Rings themed interview as well.
So, oh, fantastic. I'll have to listen to that.
Some work around the university by characters there. And 2019, what are you looking forward to?
Well, the year starts off with a bang, I guess, with New Horizons. is going to fly past a Kuiper Belt object. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the first time we see anything like that up close. The object's only a few tens of kilometers across, but I mean, these are materials that were formed in the early days of the solar system, and we don't really see all that much pristine material closer to
us. Am I right in thinking it's New Year's Day that we're
It's New Year's
seeing.
Day. Yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah, really good timing. And then on the 8th of January, a week after that, our seismometers will be covered by the wind and thermal shield, and we should start to be able to see Mars quakes and impacts. So soon after that, we hope to see our first really cool seismic signals.
Well, thanks very much, Bob. Dr. Bob Myhill from the School of Earth Sciences at the University of Bristol. And I'm looking forward to seeing who's behind tomorrow's Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar door. Thanks for listening.
The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.